"Welcome, everyone," says Mrs. Quinnell when all of us are seated around the table. All of us is only 4 people. The class is even smaller than DJ said it would be. To my surprise, there's no loud in-your-face bell here to signal that class has begun. I guess people at the wooden barn are so fragile that ringing a bell could send them over the edge. Instead, our teacher glances at the extremely small face of the gold watch on her long wrist and frowns slightly, the way people do when they look at the time. Mrs. Quinnell is like someone's elegant, graceful grandmother, with hair the color of faded snow, swept back off her face. She must be in her late 70s. She looks up and around at us and says,
"I had hoped that everyone would be here promptly at the start of class, but I guess that's not the case. We have a lot of work to do, so I'd like to begin, even with one student absent."
I wonder who that student is. Maybe she's new like me and doesn't have a roommate who will get her out of bed and push her into the classroom. She could still be fast asleep right now, wanting everyone to go away, just like I do.
"As you are all well aware, this class is called Special Topics in English," Mrs. Quinnell says. "And now, I'd like to go around the room and have you all say your names and a few things about yourselves, even if you already know one another. Remember that I don't know any of you, except on paper."
The 3 other kids sitting at the oval oak table in this small, bright room include a neatly pressed type of boy with freshly cut black hair and a striped button-down shirt. A beautiful African-American girl with a head of braids with bright little beads at the ends, like optical fibers. And a boy whose face is obstructed by a gray hoodie. Not only is the hood up, but he's got his head resting on his crossed arms, his face turned away from everyone. Suddenly, as if he knows I'm looking, Hoodie Boy turns in my direction. The movement is sharp and surprising, like when one of the giant sea turtles at the zoo suddenly decides to turn its head. Unlike a sea turtle, Hoodie Boy is good-looking, but in a hostile way. You can tell he'd rather be anywhere but here, which is how I feel too, though I hide my feelings better than he does. Detachment is my style, not hostility. Then the boy yanks down his hood, letting loose his long blonde hair. I can imagine him surfing, snowboarding, doing something daring while his hair blows in the wind. So he's one of those people, I think. The reckless kind I've never liked. Reeve never liked that kind either.
"The dudes have arrived,"
Reeve said one day when a few of those boys hulked into the cafeteria together. "They're here to get their recommended daily allowance of dude protein. 8 million grams of raw shark flesh," I said. Now, as I find myself looking at the boy in the hoodie, he gives me a glance that seems to say, "Move along now." Flustered, I look elsewhere, gazing out the window and half expecting to see a lone student hurrying late to our class. Mrs. Quinnell motions to the African-American girl, who sits to her left. She's the kind of girl who, when she walks down the street in a city, people from modeling agencies probably come up to her and hand her their business card saying, "Call me anytime." She sits up straight in her chair with the best posture I've ever seen on a creature that isn't a seahorse.
"Why don't we begin here?" says our teacher.
"Okay," says the girl after an uncomfortable pause. "I'm Sierra Stokes." She stops, as though we have all the information we need. Mrs. Quinnell says,
"Can you say a little more?"
"I'm from Washington, D.C. I've been at the wooden barn since last spring. Before that," Sierra adds in a slightly stiff voice, "I was out of school for a while. That's all, I guess."
"Thank you," says Mrs. Quinnell,
and then she nods to the serious-looking boy. He has one of those square, masculine heads that have probably been square and masculine since he first emerged from his mom's birth canal.
"A Mark Sonnenfeld," he says, and I think, debate team, possibly captain, I'm from Newton, Massachusetts, he continues, and I live with my sister and my mom. I was president of the student council, also captain of the debate team.
Yes!
But then everything got kind of horrible, and I don't really know what I'm into anymore. He pauses, then says, I guess that's all. Thank you, Mark, says Mrs. Quinnell. She turns to the blonde boy in the hoodie and says, All right, why don't you introduce yourself next? His silence goes on so long that it seems rude, as if maybe he were pretending he didn't hear her. Then finally, he speaks in a voice so soft and flat that I can't even hear it across the table. Mrs. Quinnell says, One voice? That's all we're given. No one has any idea what this means, but she seems content to let us remain confused and wait.